Hey guys, welcome back to the Slytherin Twins. I'm Gigi, and I'm here with...
Toothless.
Yes. And we are here with a special guest.
Anna.
Hi.
We have Anna, finally.
Yay.
So,
welcome back.
So we recently went on a trip to Universal, the three of us.
Yes.
And today we were going to talk about...
our favorite things on the trip.
Yes.
Some of our favorite things.
Yes.
Some of our favorite things on the trip to Universal. At Universal. Not to Universal.
You're so much better on video. Your radio... it's funny. Yes. So, you want to start, Gigi?
No, I want you to start.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Favorite things. Okay, how about this? Mm-hmm. Favorite things. Hogsmeade or Diagon Alley?
I would pick Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade.
Diagon Alley.
Diagonally. Okay. Why?
It felt like you were really there.
What's so Hogsmeade?
But more so, it felt that way more so at Diagon Alley because it was kind of like shrouded. Like, you kind of felt like you were undercover, like in a secret world. Hogsmeade was out in the open.
I would say I liked Hogsmeade more because everything was... everything there you could go into. Like, some of the things, like Flourish and Blots and... wait, is it going? Yeah, okay. Some of the things like Flourish and Blots...
so unprofessional.
...in Diagon Alley and things like that you couldn't go into. You could just see them. But everything in Hogsmeade you could see and, I mean, go into...
They weren't just fake storefronts.
No.
They were all real stores.
And it was just, it was better. What about you, Toothless?
Yeah, I know why he liked Hogsmeade.
What?
Butterbeer everywhere.
There was more butterbeer at Hogsmeade, I think.
That's what I said. That's why you liked it.
I know. I think so. I don't know. It was everywhere in Diagon Alley, but I liked it. I liked Hogsmeade because... I just liked the shops there better.
That's pretty much what Gigi was
saying. And you know what?
Not that they were realistic or anything. I just liked those shops.
Yeah, better. I like Honey Dukes more than Sugar Plums and everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason.
And another reason that I like Hogsmeade more is because Hogwarts is in Hogsmeade. So, but you can't go in Hogsmeade. I mean Hogwarts. But all the rides are in Hogsmeade too. And nighttime at Hogwarts is in Hogsmeade.
That's another reason why I like Hogsmeade. Because you could see Hogwarts from it.
Yeah.
I didn't know Hogsmeade was winter.
All the time.
Basically, yes, all the time.
Yes.
Like, you go in there and it's 97 degrees and there's snow on the roof. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing. And then, what else? What else was your favorite? I know what your all-time favorite was.
What?
It was the train.
Yeah, I liked the train a lot. The Hogwarts Express. Another thing I liked was Ollivander's because I collect the wands. So I got 2 wands and you got 2. Toothless.
Yes, they spent a lot of time looking at wands.
Well, I thought you were going to say money. That too.
Yeah. No, I got Bellatrix Lestrange's interactive wand, and I also got Leta Lestrange's wand.
And I got a Death Eater wand. Interactive one that looks like the Dark Mark, and then I got Albus Dumbledore.
His not the Elder
not
one.
Not Professor Dumbledore.
Albus Dumbledore.
Albus Dumbledore.
Albus Dumbledore's his wand before the Elder Wand.
Actually, he was professor at the time, but...
but it's different.
He wasn't headmaster.
I liked Grimmauld Place.
Yeah, we just kind of discovered that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, when we got turned around.
Turned around means lost.
We
couldn't find Diagon Alley.
Yeah, it was funny. I guess we were just so tired after the
one day. We were right there. And, you know, we know these people that have been there so many times before, and they've never seen Grimmauld Place.
No.
So tell them about it, Gigi. What was so
neat
about
okay,
it?
Yeah, okay, I was going to get there. Grimmauld Place, it's a house mixed, like, in between two apartment-like buildings. And if you go up on the steps and pound on the door, Creature will pull the curtain and he'll peek out. And it's really cool because...
It's really neat.
Everybody likes Creature in Grimmauld Place. So, yeah.
Which way did you like the train the most? Going to Hogsmeade or coming back to Diagon Alley?
Coming back to Diagon Alley I liked a lot more.
Why?
Because there were more characters in the thing. Like, on the way to Hogsmeade, it was just Hagrid. And then on the way to Diagon Alley, there was Mad-Eye, Fred and George. And then, like, the centaurs, Buckbeak. You go through the Forbidden Forest, so it's a lot more characters and a lot more adventure on the way there to Diagon Alley.
On the way to Hogsmeade, the
Dementor
comes on, and so do the Chocolate Frogs.
The Chocolate Frogs are on the way to Diagon Alley.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you said on the way.
And I thought that part was really neat.
Yeah, I liked the Dementors. I got a really good picture of the Dementors.
The Dementors, that part was really cool.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Plus, they're out in the hall. Remember, they're out in the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the characters are out in the.
So you liked what was supposed to be outside the train window. That's what you liked the most.
I liked the video.
Yeah, looking at, quote unquote, looking out the window.
Yes. I liked the video that they play. I liked that a lot.
More. I liked the characters that were, quote unquote, inside
the
train.
Even though you just see the silhouettes.
Yeah, you only see the silhouettes of Harry, Ron, and Hermione, mm-hmm. and the trolley witch, and then you see some people, like some other students, passing by. But, yeah, it was better. I say it was better on the way to Diagon Alley.
What about getting on the train? In line to get on the train?
That's really cool because for going to Hogsmeade, you have King's Cross Station. And if you talk to the person outside of King's Cross and you ask them where platform 9 3/4 is, they're like, 9 3/4? What are you talking about? they act like they're just a regular person working.
I don't know what those people are called.
At the train station.
They're
I don't
ticket.
They're like, I don't know what.
I don't know what you would call them.
I don't know what you would call them either, but
they help you find your train, basically.
Yeah, they, yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
But they act like a normal one.
It's like
one.
A train usher.
They act like a normal one and not
train
like a...
Train usher.
And not like a Hogwarts Express
one. I just say bellhop
one.
For train.
No, stop. Yeah. Stop.
And then what about the part where you...
Yes, that's also another thing. It's cool when you get to platform... Well, not two platform 9 3/4. But, like, when you get in the, in the vault between 9 and 10, it's like you're walking through the, like, in from your point of view, it just looks like a open doorway. But if you look from a certain angle, and you can see other people going through, and it looks like it's just a wall, and then, because there's, like, a mirror... thing there.
We probably
something.
Should have said at the very beginning of this podcast that it was a spoiler.
Yeah, I guess.
In case people didn't want to know.
Well, I forget who I was talking to, and they said they heard about that, but they never saw it.
Right.
And they, because the line kind of goes by that spot, and if you're not really paying attention, you could just walk right past it.
A lot of stuff. Same with Grimmauld Place. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, you don't.
I only had read about that, right. So.
I saw it on the way to the
hotel.
And
we had some people, some of our friends had been, and they gave us some tips, like about the night bus and.
Mm-hmm. The night bus was
cool. That was cool.
The phone booth.
Yeah, they had the night bus out by Grimmauld Place, by King's Cross, and they had someone, they had Stan Shunpike out there, and the Talking Head, and people would wait in line to talk to the Talking Head, and he would ask you your name and mm-hmm. where you were from and everything.
That was neat.
It was so cool, but we didn't go up there and talk to him, but still, it was cool. Because I saw other people do it, and it pretended to not know how to say Connecticut. Like, not know how to say Connecticut. Connecticut.
I'll tell you another one of my favorite things. Fast Pass. Express Pass, whatever.
But it was, Universal
Express.
I was going to say that earlier. I'm like, you know what my favorite thing was? Is having Universal Express.
It was a must have. At one point during the trip, Toothless said, if this didn't come with our hotel, I would have paid about $500 for it, and I would have been happy about it.
You can't put them on my... Yeah, if I said $500 each, it's just... When it's that, it's always crowded, I mean, and it was hot, but man, those... I felt sorry for those people that we'd be walking by looking over at them. Mm-hmm. They were just breezing by.
I mean, we didn't wait more than 10 minutes for anything.
That's what I told... I forget who I told that. I said 20.
I think we waited longer for drinks.
Because that you don't have a Universal Express. Universal Express, people.
You know the one thing that we
where do I go
didn't,
to get my butterbeer? I just walked to the front of the line.
Listen, we
what are you doing?
We actually got off topic. We were talking about Hogwarts Express, and we never mentioned what happens when you're actually on the platform. Platform 9 3/4. Because you can see Hedwig in the cage.
Yep, you see Hedwig. You see, remember, you see Harry's
suitcase.
Cart or whatever.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Hedwig's on top of it.
It's neat. Mm-hmm. It looks like a train station when you're in there. And
a magical train station.
That's probably where we waited the longest. That one, there was one time where we had to wait for a pretty long time to get on the train.
Yeah, it was the first time.
Yeah, it was the first time.
Yeah, we rode the train about a dozen times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
The first day we did 22,000 steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it was like the second day was 15 or 17,
yeah. They slowly declined. Yeah. We went all out, man, the first day.
Yeah.
Did we even do Hogsmeade the first day?
No. I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
Because the train was down. Remember?
Was it?
The train was down. They had to fix it.
That's right. We kept... Because we're like, oh, look, no line. We're like, oh, and no train.
That's right. That's right. Well, and it was nice, too, because, you know, we took the water taxi from our hotel.
Yeah.
And it was just easy breezy to get back and forth.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We, you know... We'd go over there for a few hours, come back to the hotel.
Yeah, because for Disney, if you've been to Disney World, you couldn't come back and then go back. You had to be there all day.
Basically. I guess you could, but it was inconvenient.
No.
I mean, that was a...
It was a bus.
What, 5-10 minute
water
taxi ride down a canal?
I mean, they just had them bam, bam, bam
every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes.
But so if you stayed at Hard Rock, you can actually walk if you wanted to.
But walking, it wasn't.
We could have walked too, but it was a little further.
Yeah,
and
but Hard Rock
is back.
Hard Rock's the closest one.
Yeah,
my feet.
They're right there.
But, and Gigi's feet. Yes,
I can't take it.
But Hard Rock was even more expensive.
And it was hot.
Right, you're lucky I picked.
I think Hard Rock was the same price. I think they were. All...
It wasn't.
I don't know.
But anyway,
doesn't matter.
We can,
at that point, you spend so much money, you're like, yeah, whatever.
We can talk more about the hotel that we stayed at too.
Lowe's, yes. Portofino.
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 Beautiful.
It was nice. Very, very.
It
nice.
Felt like you were in Italy.
Right.
Which it's supposed to.
It really. It was nice.
It was.
That was a nice hotel.
It was. It was very nice.
Elevators
were very fast.
I still care. That was my favorite thing.
We were on the, fourth floor?
My favorite thing about the hotel was the elevators.
Yeah, fourth floor, and you're up there in about a second.
Yeah, we were on the fourth floor.
It's like 1001. Ding.
They had a little canal out there with fake little boats, and they had...
I don't even think it took a second.
The Vespas. The little courtyard. Nightly live music.
Entertainment, yeah, it's nice. We had three swimming pools.
And three Italian restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Three swimming pools, and there was one pool right by our our hotel that we were... Our wing.
There were shops.
There were a lot of shops. Yeah.
That's one of the nice things is there was a Universal shop.
There was
at our hotel.
There was a Universal Studios store.
How convenient.
And that actually sold wands.
They sold the wands. Yeah. We didn't get any from there then.
That's where I got my chocolate frogs.
I would have gotten Tom.
Where'd you get your Ravenclaw shirt?
The island shop at Island Adventure.
Oh, that was a nice one.
It was really a large.
Yeah, it was
store.
Really big.
It was a very big and it was cool.
That's where it had that tank top that said unstable but unstoppable.
That's you.
Yeah. So there was this, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, there was this store at Island Adventure that was like the island, it was something island store. And it was it had Harry Potter stuff and Minion stuff and everything.
I liked the Hello Kitty store.
The Hello Kitty store.
I hate to admit it.
It
was so neat.
It's not a bad thing. The Hello Kitty store was so awesome. I really wanted to go there, and so we went on our last day there. The Hello Kitty store, it's kind of hidden.
Get a shirt or anything?
Yeah, I got a luggage tag and the clicky clacker.
Oh, so I just thought the little shirts with the King Kong and...
Oh, I know. Jaws. There were three sections of the Hello Kitty store. So there was like regular Hello Kitty, and then there was like movie star Hello Kitty. So they had all of these posters that had the Hello Kitty versions of Back to the Future and King Kong, E.T.,
Jaws.
I think there was one more. What
was it? I don't know.
Jurassic
Park.
It was
but
Jurassic Park.
They were so cute.
They were adorable. E.T. was so cute.
But King Kong was like this cute little monkey.
I know. He wasn't even
a gorilla.
No, he was a big monkey. Like an orangutan.
Yeah. That was cool. That was neat. That's what I liked. I was actually mad because they didn't make him in men's.
Yeah, they didn't make anything
like
in men's.
Like Hello Kitty.
And then the third section was just a Betty Boop section.
Yeah.
It was a Betty Boop.
That really got it.
We did spend some time in the Simpsons part and in the Marvel part.
Yes, the Simpsons part was fun. We went on both of the... Well, I think there are two rides, right?
You did one with Toothless and one with me.
Yeah, I did the alien one where you can go up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
And you wanted to stay low.
No, just didn't want to be all the way up. You can't.
Okay, so, all right.
And the other one we went on was the big, like, Simpsons ride.
Like, Sideshow Bob is evil. Well, he is evil, but he tries to...
He is evil.
Right.
He tries to kill the Simpsons.
Yes. No, he tries to kill Krusty, remember?
No, he wants the Simpsons.
It's really funny because Krusty's all over the place talking about his great ride. And
his great ride. And then we're all, like, when can we get on the ride?
Yeah, and it's all horrible. Like, it was fun, though, but it wasn't...
It's dangerous.
You really don't move.
Is dangerous. Well, you do move, but you don't go up.
But it does feel like you're...
It feels like you are death dropping.
Yeah.
It feels real.
Yeah.
And then we went in the Marvel part. We didn't ride any of the rides because they were all too...
I wanted to ride Spider-Man. But...
You could have.
I am.
It was neat. The buildings and the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they're like the real drawings of them.
The buildings had
huge.
These characters on them.
And we went through Toontown, which was fun.
Yes, we went through Toontown. And
Dr. Seuss was fun.
Dr. Seuss, yeah.
We spent a lot of time in Dr. Seuss, but that's just because we had to walk through there, too.
And it wasn't crowded.
Because somebody didn't want to walk through Jurassic Park.
Oh, jeez.
I have a good reason for being afraid of dinosaurs.
So we didn't get to see one speck of Jurassic Park while
no,
we were there.
No, we almost got you to get in there, but...
You didn't.
Nope.
And I have a good reason.
Right.
We ate.
It's rational.
In Dr. Seuss land, and we ate.
And it made me sick.
Mel's Diner. I don't remember what section it was in.
Oh, I don't know.
It was right outside of Simpsons.
Was it?
Yes.
I liked it.
I did too.
That's where the parades are.
That's where the Dora parade was.
We saw Dora.
We saw Dora the Explorer.
And Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
She stopped and posed for Toothless.
Yes, I want to say we saw a lot of characters while we were there. Like Betty Boop and Olive Oil, they were together. And then Marilyn Monroe, who posed for you, Toothless. Mm-hmm. We actually saw Marilyn Monroe twice. She was in the car driving.
Oh, yep, that's
and
right.
Down the park, and then they were setting up some stage for her, and she walked by and she posed for Toothless, which was cool.
I think my other favorite thing was the Hogwarts at night.
Mm-hmm. That was
nighttime
neat.
At Hogwarts.
We had a good spot.
Yes.
That was just neat.
That was
neat.
And it's only 6 minutes, and they cram it all in there.
And you're like sardines in there, man. That's probably the most crowded and the most, I don't know, sort of crushed in there that we were the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got
yes, and then that's the end of the night, and you're in the very back of the park.
Yeah, it is.
With everybody.
Yeah.
And so the park closes, and everybody has to get out to the front.
Yeah.
So it was a little crazy, but it was totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to wait a while for the water taxis because they only come...
That was our really longest wait.
Yeah. Remember, they started doubling them up or something so we could get out of there. But
yeah.
I liked Voodoo Donuts. Cooper liked Voodoo Donuts. Remember? Did you hear him talk about that?
Yeah.
He's like, I had the Voodoo doll. I'm like, me too.
Oh, Coop likes to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
We gave a shout out.
I saw that on YouTube earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Put his name up there and everything. But yeah, I wish we would have gone more often.
To the Voodoo. Donut? Yeah, Voodoo
donuts.
Because they weren't overly sweet. And
no.
That's what I liked about them.
No, I
loved they're not like a Krispy Kreme.
I loved the blueberry donuts. And the blueberry donuts at Krispy Kreme are a little too heavy for me. You know
they're
what I mean?
They're pretty heavy and pretty sweet. Sugary.
And so, that's right. So, she always whines at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally coated. And these weren't. And I liked that about them. And they were really fluffy.
They were light and airy and fluffy.
And it was crowded, but they were fast.
They were very fast.
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of people working.
You could tell they were trained.
Absolutely.
In customer service because
trained.
They're all extremely nice. And
then Gigi got her Menchie's.
Yes.
That was nice. We had no place for ourselves.
Menchie's. We don't have Menchie's where we live, but we
right by Voodoo Donuts.
Where we visit a lot, there's a Menchie's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And
we're not going to say that.
We would go in there and it was nice and cool
it's
and the lady
so
was real
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Because at the park, you can't get Ben and Jerry's until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because Ben and Jerry's is the only, like,
ice cream place in the park, and it doesn't open until 1.
Fortis Fetiscues or whatever ice cream is
there.
Yeah,
well, we had some Harry Potter ice cream, and that was a pretty long wait, too.
I was disappointed in the butterbeer ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we just got a bad batch because it didn't taste like butterbeer.
I got vanilla. I just got vanilla ice cream with strawberry topping on it.
I just think it's
strawberry sundae.
It's just for the experience, not
Which
for the
good.
Taste.
Oh.
Frozen butterbeer was good.
Oh,
that was
my
favorite
gosh.
Too.
Oh man, that was good.
Frozen butterbeer.
I liked the pumpkin juice.
I know you did. I was surprised
because
it tasted like cinnamon apple pie to me.
It did, but it was refreshing, I guess.
You see, I don't like regular butterbeer, which I know is like...
I loved it.
But I like frozen butterbeer, so...
Yes, it was really good.
It was good.
And I just recently got a Food Network recipe for the Universal Butterbeer, and I made some, and we thought it tasted just like it.
It tasted just like it. So first one, the other ones just taste like cream soda.
Yeah, and this doesn't have cream soda in it at all.
Yeah.
It was actually club soda was the base.
And even the when you buy the bottles of it at like Books Million or whatever.
It's cream soda.
It's basically cream soda, yeah. But that, what you made, definitely tastes just like it. What else did you like?
I liked, Oh, my voice just broke. Cracked. Whatever.
Pizza at Sal's Deli.
Yeah.
She requested it, remember? Yeah.
You didn't mind having it twice, which I'm like, geez, I'm the one who can eat pizza every day.
We had it three times.
We had that pizza three times.
Yes, every time we went to the pool,
it was
she
so
would get
good.
It.
That was good pizza.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because when you stay at the Portofino, there's a bunch of restaurants and stuff. And there's one called Sal's, which is also a market.
Which was nice.
Which was really nice, yeah.
Get your bottled water and your snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their pizza, oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, they have good pizza.
It's so good. It's like the only pizza that I really, 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 really like.
I know something else Gigi liked. She liked hanging out at the airport.
I like hanging out at the airport.
I like hanging out at the...
I don't mind layovers at an airport.
We had the layover in D.C.
Coming back, yeah. Yeah, on the way down.
Yeah.
It was bam, bam.
Yep, just boom, boom.
I kind of really like being on airplanes. Which yes. I know is like...
I love
weird,
flying.
But I love Anna does flying. Not like no, Anna, we look over at Anna because most of the time it's two seats, not three. But I think we were pretty
yeah,
lucky.
Yeah, so I get stuck sitting by somebody that I don't know.
But actually, we were pretty lucky this time because almost all of our flights were three seats.
Mm-hmm.
First flight,
June.
Three.
I sat beside a kindly old man who wanted to talk. And from D.C. to our home destination, I sat beside another man who was just as scared as I was.
Yep, so you got that's a good. That's a good.
That's a good. I always sit next to Toothless.
I told you that. Yeah, on the way down, I should have been sitting over there because that guy and I would have talked the whole way down.
He was nice. I talked to him.
But on the way back, yeah, you were seated next to the right person.
No, I wasn't. It just made it worse.
No.
He was fidgety and
you all would have gotten along so well if you just
he
talked
was making
to each
me
other.
More nervous.
Well, sorry.
Okay.
I just loved the whole experience.
Yes.
Everything about it. It just was amazing.
Yes.
It really was. When people ask me, that's the word I use. Is amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. Incredible. It's just, if you like Harry Potter, if you don't, you probably aren't going to have. You can go to the other worlds, you know, or whatever you want to call them down there, but.
But it's mainly.
Well, Toothless, you didn't talk about the two rides you went on. I mean...
The Hogwarts ride and Escape from Gringotts. Mm-hmm. And most people like Escape from Gringotts, but I liked the Hogwarts ride. It was just really neat.
Also known as the Forbidden Journey.
Yes, but you wouldn't have liked either one. They're both in darkness.
Well, she didn't even like the little...
Hey,
hippogriff
no, ride. I liked that after,
after
okay.
you were done.
Yeah, after one of the workers convinced you to get on
there. And we were there about a week before Hagrid's ride opened, so.
But
and that actually turned out to be a good thing, because.
Yeah. A lot of people said it was really, like scary, like there were jump things.
The Hagrid's ride?
You're in the Forbidden Forest.
Yeah, I heard that too, that it's actually kind of scary.
Like, jump scare.
But.
And it's in the dark.
I mean, even the Hogwarts.
I don't like rides in the
even
dark.
Even the Hogwarts one was, there are Dementors and the dragon and all the stuff jumps
Aragog.
Out at you.
Aragog. Well, I mean, there's some dark parts of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know.
The Forbidden Forest.
But Gringotts. Just.
What the money exchange place was kind of neat. It wasn't
yes.
as big as we thought it would
it's
be. But
separate from Gringotts, and it's where you can get you can trade American. Like regular Muggle money for Wizarding money,
and Gigi got a key.
I got a vault.
Oh, yeah,
vault.
Those are neat.
They're yeah.
What I should have done is had you go to Gringotts with me, but just not get on, because you go through
you
the whole
exit.
Thing. I
you
mean, the, all
exit.
The
And you can exit at the last.
Yeah, you can always just walk through.
But
you know,
I'd
the
have
car
to have Anna come with me because
yeah.
I wouldn't leave by myself.
But yeah, because that was something to see. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't...
Well, we'll know next time.
Yeah. Bellatrix is there. And...
I know! I'm like, no!
Gigi's idol.
Yes.
My idol is Bellatrix Lestrange. Like, there was this one time we were at GameStop. Oh my gosh. And we were getting a rock candy because they sold them at GameStop. And the Harry Potter rock candy figures, and I love them. I've completed my collection, which I'm happy about. But, yeah, anyway. So we were getting, I think it was Hermione, and the guy asked, who's your favorite Harry Potter character? And I think I'm the only one that answered, and I said Bellatrix Lestrange, and he was kind of like, okay.
He was like sliding the thing in the bag.
Hey, what can I say?
Yeah. So those were our favorite things.
Definitely. Another thing I liked was Moaning Myrtle in the bathroom.
Yeah, little things like that, you know, just details like that.
In the ladies' room, you could hear Moaning Myrtle.
You could hear in the men's.
The men's room.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's the just the level of, I don't know, detail that they have at that place. Where just every little thing they manage to take into account and replicate it. You know, that's what's so cool about it. And if you're any kind of Harry Potter fan, you feel like you're in that world. So, and we got your robes. And
yes, we got
the real robes.
My Slytherin robes, and I got a head girl badge, and I already had the scarf, which had a prefect badge on it. So I'm prefect and head girl. We didn't talk about Nocturnally, though.
Nocturnally, I thought it was going to be a little longer than what it was.
Yeah,
it basically had one
shop in it, which
was
Borgin
and Burks, and it's real small. I thought Borgin and Burks would be bigger,
and but it had the vanishing cabinet in it,
and the bogger in the chest.
Yeah, and it's so dark in there, even in Borgin and Burks, it's so dark you can hardly see.
Borgin and Burks is supposed to be dark.
I mean, but
it was neat because you could hear the bird chirping in the vanishing cabinet.
You know what?
Yep.
In Nocturne Alley, there was a Bellatrix Lestrange wanted poster that moved.
Yeah, that actually moved.
Oh, yeah. And what about the restaurants?
Yeah, we went to... I liked the Leaky Cauldron more.
My
than
favorite
three
I did was too. Leaky Cauldron.
Leaky Cauldron was so much better than the Three,
three
Broomsticks.
Was like... I mean, I think I had like a greasy turkey leg or something.
You had a turkey leg. Or a chicken leg.
I don't know. It was weird. I just felt like I was eating like
really
Henry VIII style of
food. That's how Ron eats. Ron eats chicken legs.
Leaky
and
Cauldron
turkey
was
legs.
Really good. We had breakfast there,
and it was neat. And...
Yeah, we had dinner at Three Broomsticks, which probably wasn't the best idea.
Yeah, I like Leaky Cauldron.
But the other time we had gone by Three Broomsticks that was lined up, and we just happened to walk by there, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, we thought
so
it was
got right
closed.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was closed. It wasn't.
But yeah, it was.
We
incredible.
Could go on and on about it.
I really want to go back, and I don't say that about very many places.
Right.
I'm like,
we've
I just want to go
back.
We've
already been going on about it for 32
years. Well, and it's funny because we came to Harry Potter late. I mean, we just got into it, what, 2 years ago? Not even.
That's probably right, 2 years ago.
You know.
Yeah, 2 years
ago. Are crazy, you know, fans for it. And
yeah, there are so many people that have been fans of it since, like, the first book.
Yeah, for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. But we only got into it 2 years ago, and
to go and see,
he's read the books like 20 times. So
yeah, I've obviously seen all the movies.
But to go and actually see, you really felt like you were there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll go back next summer.
Maybe. I want all the wands.
All the wands.
All the wands. Probably. Tonks and Slughorn would be the ones that...
Tonks' wand was neat.
And so is Slughorn. Those would probably be the ones that
they
I
need
want.
To make Peter Pettigrew.
And Ginny's. I would like Ginny's
and
as well.
And the one you wanted was sold out.
The Lucius Malfoy. But,
he got that, though.
But I did manage to get it.
But
it was sold out at the park.
The next wands that I would like to get would be Slughorn, Tonks, and Ginny. Because their wands are really
cool.
Yeah,
they have cool wands. So there you have it.
Yes, and we want to thank our special guest, Anna,
for joining us
today.
Maybe I'll join you again.
Maybe, perhaps.
Favorites of Universal Trip.
In Orlando. But it's probably
right.
The same in Hill.
Next one, London.
London!
Where's
yes.
Where we're going
You
next.
Know what? We need to go to Noble Collection in London and the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in London. Cherry Wallace has been there like 20,000 times.
Yes. We love Cherry Wallace.
Shout out to Cherry Wallace.
We'll have an episode about Cherry Wallace and why she's amazing.
It'll be an hour long.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to the Slytherin Twins.
Yay.
Yay. And we will see you all next time.
What about your YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Unicorn Elsa. And
there are several, but...
And watch us on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is www.twitch.tv/moved2.
Yeah.
WV. And follow us on Instagram, UnicornElsa09. We will see you all next time. Bye. Bye.